With NPR News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. The murder of former basketball star Lorenzen Wright has haunted family and fans for nearly a decade, or since his body was found in 2010 in a field near the South Wind golf course, shot at least 11 times. 2 years ago, authorities located the alleged murder weapon in a lake in North Mississippi. That led to two arrests of a man named Billy Turner and of Lorenzen Wright's ex-wife, Shara Wright, who has long claimed her innocence. In an unexpected twist, she recently assumed some guilt in a plea deal that leaves many wondering whether justice has been served. With me now is Commercial Appeal investigative reporter Daniel Connolly. Thanks for joining us.
Hello.
So, Daniel, what has Shara Wright confessed to, if anything?
So, in the court hearing, Shara Wright did not lay out what she actually did. One of the main prosecutors on the case, Paul Hagerman, read an account of how the homicide happened, and this is largely what we had heard before in previous hearings, which was that it was a conspiracy of involving three people, Shara Wright, Billy Turner, and Jimmy Martin, and that they conspired together to kill Lorenzen Wright.
And Jimmy Martin is already in prison on a different murder conviction. Daniel, the plea deal got Shara Wright's charges reduced from first-degree murder to two counts of facilitating a first-degree murder. The second charge was for a prior murder plot that didn't happen. With this deal, she could be paroled in 8 years or so, which is 30% of a 30-year sentence. Many people thought this was overly lenient, given what happened.
It's an interesting thing. Other reporters did ask that question to Paul Hagerman, was this too lenient? And he said, just because there are parole hearings coming up doesn't mean that Shara Wright will actually be released. There's a board, there's a process, and the victim's family can come and speak at those hearings. And then the other element is that the family of Lorenzen Wright, particularly his mother, has said that she will come to those parole hearings and try to keep Shara Wright in prison for as long as possible. So even though it's technically possible that Shara Wright may be released in, let's say, 7 or 8 years from now, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to happen.
In a way, what this plea deal did was shut down a trial that would maybe give the public more answers about this crime. You know, why did it happen? What were the motives?
I am sure there's a lot of possible motives that played a role in this. The defense, Juni Ganguly, the defense attorney told me that he planned to raise the battered woman defense, essentially saying that Shara Wright had been a victim of domestic violence repeatedly and feared Lorenzen Wright. And of course, I'm sure that the family members of Lorenzen Wright would dispute that pretty vigorously. But if it had gone to trial, that's what he and his law partner, Lori Hall, would have brought before the jury.
So her alleged accomplice, Billy Turner, is still scheduled for trial next month, and more could come out there. But Shara Wright's case is essentially settled at this point, right?
That's the way I've understood it. Now, of course, if there were something truly shocking, like, you know, that somehow there had been another person killed, and then, you know, we could get into that type of scenario. But for the most part, her case is done. I mean, when you look at the court record in the system, it says case disposed. And so her case is over. She's been transferred to a state prison. And so next thing that happens in terms of her case is a parole hearing at some point years from now.
Daniel Connolly is an investigative reporter for the Commercial Appeal, one of several following the Lorenzen Wright story. We'll talk again. Thanks.
Thank you.
This is WKNO News.